said, Lord, if it's you, let me come out walking to you. Now think about it for a moment. Regardless of whether Peter is 15, 18, 20, or 60, do you think Peter thinks he can walk on water? Come on, he grew up in the sea, never worked before. I don't think so, but ask him someday. But that's not my point. Why was Peter willing to get out of the boat? Why was he willing to risk drowning? Why was he willing to look stupid to his friends? Why was he willing to risk the abyss itself? Because he wanted to be like Jesus. Do you understand what it means if you make Jesus your rabbi? You pick the rabbi who walks on water. The Jewish amazement at that story is not Peter walking on water. It's what in the Sam Hill is wrong with the other 11. Honestly, if your rabbi walks on water, you better be getting out of the boat. Do you understand? We all sit here tonight. We claim we're disciples. We claim that Jesus is our rabbi. Do you understand? This man walks on water. You are going to have to get out of your boat. You've got no choice once he's your rabbi. Your comfort zone is no longer a comfort zone. You go see that movie this week and understand, though none of us will ever have redemptive suffering, you picked a rabbi who suffered. Do you understand what that means? You're called to be like him. That could be a look in the mirror for you and your kids. This isn't a game. He came looking for disciples, not people to win the lottery. So Peter gets out in the water. Now, if he was a kid, and then he heard the wind and he saw the waves, and he became afraid. And down he went. And the rabbi held out his hand and pulled him up and said, oh, you of little, why did you doubt who? See, I always made that, why did you doubt me? He doesn't doubt Jesus. Jesus is still standing there. Who does Peter doubt? He doubts that the power of God can sustain his walk on the water. May I be honest with you? So do you. You have all, and I can say this mainly because of the person that I look at in the mirror every morning. You have all passed up opportunities to be like Jesus every week of your life because you doubted that you had what it took to do it. You doubted that God could make you have the right words or do the right thing, and so you didn't say any. Tell me that that isn't true. And so you kept your mouth shut. You looked the other way. You hoped they would ignore you. Or you did nothing because you didn't believe that the power of Jesus could transform you into his disciple. So, now let me ask you, are you a disciple? That so radically changed my view of Jesus and the Christian life, I've never been the same. I was one of the frozen chosen. Oh, I want to be like Jesus so bad, I taste it. I'm not. I need your help. I need your prayers. I need my family. I need the Word of God. I need the Holy Spirit. I want to be a disciple. Because my rabbi called me.